Then 41, it talks about qualification of a leader. So 42 to 44, it's about glorification of Maharaj Parikshit, and also some points about, you know, corruption-free state, how to have a government without corruption. Then 45 is about Parikshit Maharaj, how, you know, he was expert administrator. So he gives some more points on that. So let's recite together.
दूतं पानं स्त्रियाशूना दक्षमस्यतु
सुत गोस्वामी सेड महाराज परीक्षित दस बीइंग पिटिशन्ड बाय द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ कली गेव हिम परमिशन टू रिसाइड इन प्लेसेस वेयर गैम्बलिंग ड्रिंकिंग प्रोस्टिट्यूशन एंड एनिमल स्लॉटर्स वर परफॉर्म्ड. So in the purport, Prabhupada discusses about Pravritti and Nivritti. Right, as we know, Pravritti is the path of sense enjoyment. And Prabhupada very clearly says, you know, this is basically for the people who are in mode of ignorance. So when they follow the Vedic, the scriptures, so automatically they, you know, regulate their activities. So gradually we can, you know, enlighten them and elevate them. So that's Pravritti mark, and Nivritti mark is the one we follow. And actually it said that, you know, Bhagavatam is all about Nivritti mark, path of renunciation. So if you see all the four regulative principles we follow, right? So it's all about renunciation, like we renounce something to get the higher taste. So one is superior, which is Nivritti mark, and the one is inferior, that's a Pravritti mark. So this was the main, punch point Prabhupada points about in the purport. So he gives four or six points. So this is the first point he says. So these are all related to, again, it comes back to the four regulative principles, no? Gambling, how to, you know, all this. So first one is about austerity. So he says, we should have two compulsory fasting days, if not more. So it says, so in that, one of the example I think Rompad Maharaj was telling, you know, sharing in the class, like how one of the disciple, Prabhupada disciple, when they met in Mayapur for GBC, during GBC meetings, so he told every devotee, you know, there used to be 500 devotees coming from different places to Mayapur GBC meeting. So he told, you know, even if you count as, you know, $500 per ticket, the air ticket, so it will be easily around $500,000. So he told, you know, we can build a building or a temple. Then Prabhupada said, yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe why don't you fast? So by fasting, you can save a lot of money. You can save a lot of money and you can build more temples. But Prabhupada said, that's not the right way. Like how, you know, by coming together, so the association is important. So not, you are sharing that one. Yeah, it was a very... So then Prabhupada discovered like how the illicit connection, right? So he relates to that. So how the marriage is compulsory in Vedic tradition. So for boys it's, you know, 24 years, and when the girls are 16 years, they should get married. If you don't do that, then automatically, you know, it give rise to prostitution, illicit connections, all this thing. And also Prabhupada clearly says how having this diverse act currently in the government, right, they encourages, so that creates the prostitution. So Prabhupada says we should abolish that act, diverse act. And also Prabhupada talks about the giving charity. So, and as we know, you know, usually it's recommended that 50% of our income, it should go for as a charity to create spiritual atmosphere. And here, and to preach basically principles of Bhagavatam, and how to do that, Prabhupada clearly says how to preach. For example, Karma Yoga. So we should preach saying, you know, whatever work or activities we do, it should be in the service of the Lord. Right? That's a Karma. And then he says we should implement the regular like hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, like conducting classes, right? How we do in regular temple activities. So like that, we should spread that. Then about, particularly about chanting. So the congregational chanting, that's very important. So we should do more Sankirtan, like how we go for Nagar Sankirtans. So we should do that. Then also it talks about rendering service. In this particularly it tells, we should serve Bhagavatas. Who are engaged in preaching, we should serve those devotees. Like Vedananda Prabhu was telling, right? For example, following the instructions of Bhagavatas. And next one is, talks about creating a spiritual atmosphere where it's saturated with God consciousness. So if you take any, like in our temple, right, this place. So when you enter, you feel that completely everybody is engaged in some service. So you feel it's more potent to atmosphere. So Prabhupada, in the purport, he says, yeah, you can read.
Gambling of all this community, even speculative business enterprise, is considered to be degrading. And when gambling is encouraged in the state, there is a complete disappearance of truthfulness. Allowing young boys and girls to remain unmarried more than above mentioned ages, and licensing animal slaughterhouses of all descriptions should be at once prohibited. The flesh eaters may be allowed to take flesh as mentioned in the scriptures, and not otherwise. Intoxication of all description, even smoking cigarettes, chewing tobacco, or the drinking of tea must be prohibited.
See, if you see all all this is currently happening, right, in the society, if you just generally see our society, so all this happens, right? It's, thank you. Very topic. I like this topic. let's recite together. Punascha yajamanaya jata rupam mara prabhu tato tamadam kamam tayo vairinam chapaschamam. The personality of Kali asked for something more, and because of his begging, the king gave him permission to live where there is gold. Because wherever there is gold, there is also falsity, intoxication, lust, envy, and enmity. So the four things, right? So all the gambling, place of gambling, illicit, you know, intoxication, all this. So in Maharaj Parikshit's kingdom, it was not existing any of those things. So then, you know, Kali started, so asked for something more. And Maharaj Parikshit, he gave this permission. So wherever there is gold, he can live there. This is wonderful, the purport Prabhupada discusses. This is so very practical points and tips. And because we are going to talk to people and we preach, so if you don't know all this, how to use, for example, in this we'll discuss, like, you know, what about gold? How much, you know, it's so complicated, the topic of gold. We know it, you know, it just attracts you. But what comes with that gold is a lot of things Prabhupada discusses. So we should read this, and when we talk to people, so we can guide them. Right, how to properly utilize the gold. This one. So Prabhupada says, in the purport, gold encourages falsity. The falsity is, because as we know, initially it used to be right. Like we used to have something called a reserve gold. So when you have gold, and you can print that amount of currency, whatever the value. But currently, the current market, it's not like that. They print more than what the value of the gold. So that's why Prabhupada says, currency is not on par with the reserved gold. And the next point he says is, like, prostitution. So when we do that, basically you're exploiting. So prostitution, it's, you know, it's about the gold or the state economy. He's talking about, you know, gold and the state economy. So when we exploit that, automatically it's, you know, it's like a prostitution. So it's when the artificial inflation of currency encourages prostitution of state economy. And of course, we know, like, the current crisis, like mortgage crisis, all these things, because it's all inflated. Mm-hmm. It was above the actual or real value. It was all inflated. And when it got burst, the balloon got burst, everybody is suffering because of that. So everything, the whole, the state, economy, everything is now, it's kind of, you know, inflated. We are living in an artificial world, all this. And he talks more about, you know, all the paper, it's no value for the whatever we use, the paper, the notes, we don't have value for that. And he goes back how to give some practical tips, how to use the gold coins. Instead of using the paper currency, we should all use, start using, circulating the gold coins. And he talks about envy. Can anybody relate, like, you know, how does the gold cause envy? Hatred, yeah. Yes. And I have seen in my family, right? So my sister, she likes gold. But now she is under a little bit of control, but she used, you know, she wanted to have more gold. Because she used to tell, whenever she goes to any marriages, she used to see others wearing more gold jewelry. So she wanted to have more. So when we don't give, automatically, you know, that envy builds up. Right? Basically, it's a jealousy. Envy is jealousy. And enmity? How does the enmity? Yeah, so hatred. You start hatred. You, if you don't get what you want, automatically you start hating people, right? So it's all. So see, the gold is, you know, it can cause falsity, the prostitution of the state economy, that's what is happening now. The envy, we can see that, right? Generally, you know, and the enmity. So, and so there was a nice, you know, the pastime about, when, since we are talking about gold. So Prabhupada, when he came to the one of the like airports, right, he came to the airport, then the disciples came in a big limousine car to pick him up. Then there was a reporter, then the reporter asked Prabhupada, oh, you looks like, you know, Swamiji, you are supposed to be, you know, simple, but looks like, you know, you are used to all this limousines, all these things, you know, it's luxury. Then Prabhupada said, this is nothing, they should have bought a gold plate, gold car for me. So Prabhupada said this should be a gold car. So, and also Prabhupada talks how Parikshit Maharaj, and also currently we can use gold in the service of the Lord. Right? We can, it can be used. It's not that, you know, we don't want to use it. If it's available, but Rampad Maharaj says, you know, if somebody wants to give gold, lot of maybe, I think he talks about Mayavadi, sannyasis or somebody, nobody wants to take, right? So they say, you know, we don't want anything, right? They took the, take the hands back. But Rampad Maharaj says we should give both, you know, should take both and from both end. Even if it's gold, you should take it. Because it can be used in the service.
Prabhupada gave one more example. Like usually they, we don't deny anything. If somebody is giving money, Lakshmi or gold, we don't deny, we take it.
Yeah.
We don't, like Mayavadi, we don't say no, no, neti, neti.
Neti, neti, we don't.
And the other thing, one more instance I remember, Rupa Goswami or Sanatan Goswami, when they were captured by Muslim mostly initially, and they had a goal point, Sanatan, how to get released from jail and
to give the gold for
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he used the,
so
gold,
he used the gold
and he used twice how to,
yes,
negotiate that. To go back to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and meet him. So yeah. that is one instance.
And many times we have heard, like in the families, if some, you know, basically the old people, if they, when they pass away, so the next day after, you know, the final rites, the next day is all about the gold. Because in the olden times, they keep the gold as the, you know, for them, instead of money, they used to keep gold as an asset. So the next day after they pass away, the next day is all about fighting. Who gets what amount of gold? No, I have heard, recently also I have heard. Even for the earrings, you know, grandmothers, the earrings, they fight for everything.
Oh, Prabhu, that so, incident, no, when small girl, Radha Krishna Prabhu told, right? Small girl.
You remember? Everybody yeah. remembers that? So this.
So what happened?
Kerala.
Kerala, there's a boat of water. There is a boathouse.
You can go in.
So you can go on there. So there's a newly married, you know, couple within the family. They are going, and then
they had a child.
Child also.
Yeah,
the child. They were going with the child.
Huh. So what happened was the child was playing in the water while the boat was floating.
Yes.
So crocodile actually caught hold of the hand, and then they were actually trying to pull the child back. Crocodile was pulling, and the boatman said, you have to give up, because if the crocodile pushes yeah. more, then everybody has to punch into the water. Like, so what they did was, they took away the gold and then
they put the
dropped the chair, pushed the girl inside. See, that
Radha Krishna Prabhu
the lust is there. Even when person is dying, they are not caring about that, but the lust.
That's an intoxication. That's an intoxication. Your mind, you know, you get intoxicated.
It's like an example for intoxication.
Yeah. No, it's a Radha Krishna Prabhu shared this one. Yeah.
This was
every day it is happening. These incidents are happening every day.
Anyway, we know many examples, right? The people, the burglary, when it happens, usually they shoot people to take the gold jewelry. In India, we don't hear, but it's a very common thing.
Yeah, Subhadra Mataji also shared, once she and mother, they're going on the road. Then somebody attacked this, all this African American, they attacked. And they said, you know, give all the gold, otherwise we're going to kill
yeah,
them. Mother gave, and she also understood, if you don't give, yeah. she's going to be dead. So
yeah.
she removed everything.
Yeah, it's very common. The gold, yeah, that's how.
Here also we started hearing, right, that the Burmans
yeah.
are attacking Indian people's house because they think they have a lot of gold,
gold
in
yeah.
the house.
Yeah,
so
actually, Padma Mataji was selling
gold
one day.
Gold.
So I keep telling, you know, not to keep much
gold.
Gold.
Especially you go to India, you feel gold so.
No, it has value, but yeah.
So, in New York, what happens, they catch the person who is in the night, they are traveling alone. In the train, they black people, they catch them around 11:30 in the night.
Hmm.
They take out all the gold and then they take them to ATM bank, take out the money. After, then they ask them to wait till 12 o'clock. Because it's next day. And again, they have to withdraw the money.
Oh,
oh
my God!
So next one, yeah, Prabhupada talks about how to use gold. See, Prabhupada says pros and cons, right? It's not just money. So he uses how to use gold. So he says, instead of paper currency, we should use gold coins. So that way, you know, we stop the prostitution of the state economy. And this is the one I like very much. So, I don't know anybody read the purport. This is very beautiful. I like this so much. So, control by quantity, not by quality. This will discourage
quantity,
not by quality. Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah, sorry. I didn't type it. Yeah. So, control by
quality.
No, control by quantity, not by quality. So that's second one is quality. It should be quality. This will discourage lust, envy, and enmity. So basically, you give an amount of like a quota of gold for each one.
Like two bangles.
So like two bangles, this thing.
This
so nobody will have anything
so
extra.
No, I have 12 karat gold, so I'll have more.
It's the same. You give the same gold, like one
so
chain, one two bangles.
Okay, you have two each.
No.
So that
no, that's
yeah.
that's what.
See,
it's the
not by quantity. Why is not by quality?
Somebody may say it's low quality, like for example American gold, right?
Yeah, 12 carat, 24 carat.
Quality is less.
12 carat I'll buy like 20 pounds.
So money,
cheaper, like
you're putting less money,
okay.
give lower
ornament. Low quality?
No, also the, for example the design and all, right? Some designs are more intrinsic or stone, whatever. So Prabhupada, whatever Prabhupada gives, you know, it's not like, you know, FYI, it should be implemented. If you implement, it's a practical thing to implement. See, it's so practical, Prabhupada says, you know. And it discourages lust, envy, and enmity. We can easily relate. So all will go. Because everybody will have the same. So nobody will have any fight or anything. Everybody is the same. It's a spiritual communism. Actually, it's a communism. Yeah. So let's go to 40.
Amni pasya sanani idharma prabhokali. Autorena datani
yeah. Thus the personality of Kali, by the directions of Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Uttara, was allowed to live in those five places. So it became gold standardized. The Prabhupada says in the purport, you know, Kali became gold standardized because there were no other four places, like the other four irreligious principles in Maharaj Parikshit kingdom. So wherever there's gold, he started infiltrating the gold because, yeah, it's a very, that's how Prabhupada just talks about gold standardization of that. So let's go to 41.
Ata itani na sevata bhusu purusha kavchit. Sheshato dharma silo ajaloko apir guru.
Therefore, whoever desires progressive well-being, especially kings, religionists, public leaders, brahmanas and sannyasis, should never come in contact with the four above mentioned irreligious principles. So here we can, you know, it's kind of a test, right? It's a critical, we can, criteria, if anybody is a leader, so you can use this principles and we can, you know, see through the prism whether they're really qualified or not. If anybody is involving any of this, like gambling, drinking, prostitution and animal slaughter, that means they are not a qualified leader to lead people. As Vedanta Prabhu was telling, if the leader does something, automatically common people follow. So that's why, you know, if anybody has this quality, then they are not qualified to be a leader. So Prabhupada talks about, you know, principles of irreligiosity. So if a brahmana, if he is not truthful, then whatever claims a brahmana at once becomes null and void. So he cannot be called a brahmana. And Prabhupada says, sannyasis, so if, particularly if he, you know, if they have any connection with the women, all his claim as a sannyasi at once becomes false. And he talks about king and the public leaders. So if they are proud or habituated to drinking and smoking, they are disqualified to discharge public welfare activities. So Prabhupada says, the four leaders of human society, namely the sannyasis, the brahmana, the king and the public leader, must be tested crucially by their character and qualification. I don't think we can find anybody, right? See, nobody qualifies for that. And also Prabhupada says, you know, even they may be academically less qualified, but they have good, you know, or if they follow the religious principles, they are considered good, like, you know, leaders. They can be made leaders. It's not just by the academic basis.
Let's go to 42.
Thereafter, the king re-established the last legs of the personality of religion, the bull, and by encouraging activities, he sufficiently improved the condition of the earth.
So what does it mean by encouraging activities? So he established all the prescribed duties. So he, you know, made sure all the people were engaged in their prescribed duties. So I found this just two pictures. I thought, you know, we can relate, like, you know, after the bull is there going with, you know, like agriculture. And the other one, you know, the brahmanas, they are teaching the, again, it's re-established. I found on the Google. I was just searching to find something. So.
That kind of environment in village in Maya, you know, near Calcutta. So peaceful.
Yeah. So, and also Prabhupada says, so Parikshit Maharaj, like how Arjuna collected all the gold, right? You remember for the Ashwamedha Yagna? Like this, Parikshit Maharaj also, he went around the kingdom, he collected all the gold and he started using it in Sankirtan Yagna. So that's the picture, you know, like that, the Brahmanas. So let's see what, so Prabhupada talks about how to use one's wealth properly. So these are all very practical. So the first one, Prabhupada says, 50% of the for the service of the Lord, basically Sankirtan Yagna. Then 25% for the family members, 25% for personal necessities. And that's what Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami did, right? After they retire or they quit their job, that's what they did. And the next paragraph, he talks about like spending that 50% of the wealth or the money in the service of the Lord through Sankirtan Yagna, that he says that's the maximum display of human mercy. Nothing else. He talks nicely, you know. There are many points he talks about.
people of the world are generally in darkness regarding spiritual knowledge, especially in regard to the devotional service of the Lord. And therefore, to propagate the systematic transcendental knowledge of devotional service is the greatest mercy that one can show in this world.
It's beautiful, right? So. So this is combined together, 33 to 44.
हस्ते दूना राजा ऋषि कौरवेन्द्र शिरोदशम महाभाग चक्रवर्ती
The most fortunate emperor, Maharaj Parikshit, who was entrusted with the kingdom of Hastinapur by Maharaj Yudhishthir when he decided to retire to the forest, is now ruling the world with great success due to his being glorified by the deeds of kings of the Kuru dynasty. So this is basically glorification of Maharaj Parikshit because he is in the dynasty of Arjuna. So, Prabhupada gives points again, how to improve the human society. As we discussed, it's all about, you know, it's full of irreligious principles. So, he talks about, like how if the authorities, if they have the determination as how Maharaj Parikshit had, right? He was determined to kill the Kali. So, even if the state leaders, if they make the determination and restore all the religious principles, so then automatically it will improve the society. So he talks, you know, practical. And also, like austerity, cleanliness, encouraging all this austerity, cleanliness, mercy, truthfulness. And also he talks about corruption-free state.
Modern administrators want to banish corruption from the state, but fools as they are, they do not know how to do it. They want to issue a license of gambling houses, wine and other intoxicating drug houses, brothels, hotel prostitution and cinema houses and falsity in every dealing, even their own, and they want at the same time to drive out corruption from the state. They want the kingdom of God without God consciousness.
That's so beautiful.
They wanted to legalize the marijuana.
It's done.
They are done, right?
See, whatever we said here, right?
Exactly.
The licenses.
Yeah.
We have the gambling, right? It's all happening now. It's current state affairs like this. And the marijuana.
India, they are not allowing gambling.
Gambling?
They
have
a
deal.
No, but then police comes and gives right, and then they
But intoxication, they have very nice licenses.
It's very common. No? These are all very common. So this, you know, if you want to follow whatever Prabhupada is giving, that the tapes or practical points. So as a devotees, first we need to imbibe, right, all these qualities. Then we can go and preach to others. So it, you know, it forces us to become more serious or, you know, really start. This I put only few points, but Prabhupada, you should all read the purports. It's more detail. Prabhupada has given in more detail how to do it actually.
इतं भूतानो गुहं अभिमन्यु सुता नर्प यस्य पायाय
यूयं सत्राय दीक्षिता.
Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Abhimanyu, is so experienced that by the dint of his expert administration and patronage, it has been possible for you to perform a sacrifice as this. So, because Parikshit Maharaj established the principles of religion in his kingdom, so that's why because it said that, you know, they perform sacrifices after immediate, you know, the death of Maharaj Parikshit, the sages of
thousand
religion, 1,000-year sacrifice. So, because it was already, you know, the society was, he was established the society with the religion, that's why they were able to do the sacrifice. So, that's what Sutta Goswami is telling the sages of Naimisharanya. Yes. So Prabhupada talks about cooperation for the common welfare. So as we know, you know, Brahmana, Sannyasis, they are like mostly for the spiritual development of the society. And the same as Kshatriyas and the public leaders, they're for the material prosperity. So if we cooperate together, then only you can establish the religious principles. So he gives example of Maharaj Parikshit. He points Maharaj Parikshit. So because he set all the religious principles, that's why then the sages of Naimasiranya could able to perform the yajna. And also he gives the example of Lord King Ashoka. So it's because he was a Buddhist, he converted to a Buddhist. And you know, whole kingdom, it thrived, actually Buddhism thrived. So he says, that's why Lord Buddha could establish the Buddhism. Yeah, and that time even the kingdom was far, right, like Afghanistan, all that. So that's why it could go to the reaches, the Buddhism. So Prabhupada says, so that's why the cooperation should be there, between the state particularly. And I just remembered, I don't know, lecture or somewhere I heard, like how, which is this Gujarat one, Prabhu, they have this? No, not the government. Same as ISKCON, they have other one. Swaminarayan, right? So what they have is, the Swaminarayan followers, if you go to the central government, all the IAS officers, they're all Swaminarayan disciples. That whoever is Guru now, they're disciples of him. So when they are in that position, so whatever the projects it has to go through, so they sanction, there's no problem.
Yeah. Actually Govind Prabhu was saying that computers.
Yeah.
Better you be in the
No, so this is very practical.
Just saying that it's better if people in power.
So if you know the Swaminarayan, right? So they have the metro station in Delhi. It comes right stop. There is a station for the Swaminarayan temple. It stops. That's a station for the metro. No, this is a new light rail system. Who can make? Can anybody give that permission? Nobody can have. Only if you are one of the IAS officer who are in the higher position where you grant permission, then only you can do all this work. You cannot. This is big central government project, thousands of crores. Yeah.
I saw the inauguration of Akshardham, the Delhi one.
Yeah.
All the Prime Minister, President, everybody was there.
Yeah.
In the inauguration. All the officers, big officers, everybody was there.
Yeah.
All the government top officials also there.
Because finally the paper has to be signed by them. They are the secretaries of all the departments. Even there may be a ministers, they keep changing. But the real power is in the IAS officers. They are the secretary. Yeah. They change. Yeah. After that, they change when the like.
Similarly, there is an exit they are making. They are building a temple in New Jersey. So special $45 million exit they are making. Two exits for that temple.
Yes.
It's 100-acre land.
100 acres.
Yeah. So it's, you know, and next thing Prabhupada talks about. So by doing cooperation, you can create a condition for spiritual atmosphere, like favorable. Automatically, right? As you said, the temple example you gave. So even it's a non-ISKCON temple, by just, you know, by principles, it's so clear, the Prabhupada principle. So when Prabhu talks to the temple president, when he talks about and gives, you know, the ISKCON, the way of preaching, and when somebody get convinced, automatically they create atmosphere, like how he's expanding the activities in that non-ISKCON temple. So that's how we can create more spiritual advancement. So this is Prabhupada quotes it, how with state support, how this both were things could happen.
The Brahmanas and Sannyasis are expert in the spiritual advancement of society, whereas Kshatriyas are the administrators, are expert in the material peace and prosperity of human society. Both of them are the pillars of all happiness, and therefore they are meant for full cooperation for common welfare.
So summary, so first thing is, it's all about Prabhupada talks how to establish, right, the principles we read, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Sankirtan, Yajna, so, and then how to use wealth in a favorable way. So by that Sankirtan, Yajna, spending the 50%, Bhagavatam, sorry. And also the Prabhupada said, if you want to really know who is a real leader, so you can see through the prism of whoever is, you know, following the principles of religion. So I heard one lecture from Rampada Maharaj. They wrote it. He has given for each verse actually, but I didn't have time, so I just heard one lecture. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Satsuru Maharaj, after one of the top